This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. More than 400 students at Colorado College are under new quarantine in residence halls. The school said 10 students tested positive for the coronavirus last week. And the cases are related to each other, but did not spread at a party or other event. Students have to stay inside for 2 weeks. They can go outside under supervision for an hour each day and have been advised not to go back to their hometowns. A disclaimer to note, Colorado College holds the license for KRCC in Colorado Springs, which is part of Colorado Public Radio. The USDA is giving nearly $2 million to Mount San Rafael Hospital in Trinidad. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The funds will go toward building a 14-bed medical unit and a new emergency department. The loan and grant program from the Department of Agriculture helps rural areas expand essential services. The funds can go to public safety, food systems, and healthcare facilities like Mount San Rafael Hospital. Construction began in 2018 and is slated to be done in late November. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado officials have confirmed a third person has caught West Nile virus this year. A Denver resident started showing symptoms after being in the mountains for several days. She did not require hospitalization. Denver health officials say they've recently detected the virus in mosquitoes caught in city traps. August and September are considered peak months for the virus, which is typically spread by mosquitoes. 87 in Colorado Springs and 92 in Pueblo. A few thunderstorms may bring gusty winds and lightning. This is CPR News and KRCC.